This episode of Enough, the Minimal Mac podcast, is brought to you by Fantastical. Say hello to your new assistant. Fantastical from Flexibits is a calendar like no other. You'll actually enjoy using your calendar. Just type in your event in natural English, such as podcasting with Patrick on Friday, and Fantastical will automatically convert your text input into an event. With its beautiful calendar and event list, your events have never been easier to manage. Plus, with Fantastical's built-in cloud app support, all of your events will sync to the cloud directly, without requiring iCal or any other apps to be open. Fantastical, your Mac's calendar will never be the same again. Get your free trial now from Flexibits, that's FlexiBits.com.
Wow, there's banging outside. I apologize for that, Mike.
It just started straight away. As soon as we pressed record,
it started, didn't it?
You've got some renovations going on at the moment.
Yeah, I do. Actually, you know, I mean, we can edit this out in post, right?
No, this is staying in now.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
I might edit out some of the banging, but that one's staying in.
Okay, all right. Basically, where I'm at, we've got... I had my choice. I could either put up with the hammering and banging and jackhammering, or I could put up with the radio and the talking. And I figured the least annoying one to listen to on the podcast actually would have been the hammering and the banging.
We'll see. We'll see what the listeners think.
Okay. That sounds good. Maybe what we'll do, because we record a lot of these in a row, maybe for the next one I'll move to another location in the house where we can do the hammering and the banging. Or, I mean the talking.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's fun. It's like roulette. It's like background roulette. Anyway, so I didn't tell you what we were going to record.
No. This is going to be a complete surprise to me.
So I would assume that considering where this podcast lived, that most of the people that listen to this show read Minimal Mac, you would assume.
I would assume that, but I'm actually, I'm surprised by the number of people that either A, didn't, or B, didn't even know about it before finding the podcast.
Yeah, because they probably go hand in hand. Some people will find out about it from one or the other, or never know at all. As you say, I'm sure there are some readers that have no idea that the podcast even exists because they're subscribed on RSS or whatever.
Right, exactly. But
this that was a big one. this week or this time marks your second anniversary for Minimal Mac.
Yes. It's been 2 years. Yes, 2 years I've been doing Minimal Mac.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
So the reason I started it that way is because I figured that a lot of people won't mind me in doing a little congratulatory tribute to you and what you do.
Huh.
So
thank you.
The way that I found you was through Minimal Mac. I can't remember who it was that originally linked to something that you did. It may have been... It was probably one of the people who really might have even been Gruber. I don't know.
No.
Somebody did. Somebody that I was reading linked to something that you posted. And back then, the site was definitely a lot more about images than it is now. And this was within your first year. The reason I know that is because I think episode 21 of the Bro Show, you were on, we were celebrating your first year.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know until the other day when I was going through them. I'll find out what one it is, Pat, and I'll send you the link, mate. I found out about it, and I remember the first time I found out about the website, I probably spent about an hour going through all of your posts. Don't know why, never usually did it. But there was something about your site and what you were doing that made me want to carry on and go back for it. Minimal Mac is a site that I love, and it was a site that has spawned to do this, which I enjoy. And I also attribute a lot of my success to you, Pat. Because you know, as I've said this before in other places, through agreeing very graciously to be on the Bro Show with us, you sort of introduced us to a lot of new friends and people that have helped, frankly, build our audiences and allow me to do this. So I want to say congratulations to you on your 2-year anniversary of Minimal Mac and your millions of page views.
My not so minimal page views.
No. And the site has really, really grown, especially over the last year. It's become a lot more text heavy, which I think for you is the best thing because that's what you're brilliant at. You are a writer at heart.
I'm a writer. Yeah.
You're not just someone who shares images and screenshots. Which again,
it's not really your traditional Tumblr, is it?
No. I think that's what I would probably assume that most of your readers love about it. So, of your 1.9 million page views and 11,000 current RSS subscribers, we would all like to thank you for the work that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a an interesting and fun and frankly humbling ride. I mean, every day I'm floored by the number of people that show up to read. It really does mean a whole lot to me, and it would mean a whole lot to me if it was just 100.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, the fact that I know at least a few thousand, if not tens of thousands of people every day come and read what I have to write and what I have to say and what I have to share, and that's there's no words to describe what that means, and all I can do in response is just to continue to do it.
and you posted a great post, year two it's called, and
yeah,
I can't remember, was there a year one?
There was a year one, and it's actually the very first link.
There it is, of course.
Yeah, in that post, my goal with all of these year posts, year one, year two, and I suspect, you know, God willing, year three.
There better be.
That I want to give people, I have new people coming to the site every single day, and I think it's a good chance to pause and to just give a reflection on what I felt were some of the best and some of my favorite posts of the year, and sort of, if you're new to the site and you want to get a sense of what's going on, start here.
You should put, along that line, you should put links to the year one and year two posts in the about page.
You're absolutely right. I will make a notation of just that, because I really should.
What I wanted to ask was, there's a lot of links in the year two post, so much so I've left it unread in Reader because I want to go back and visit some of them. Are there maybe one or two posts, I know that's difficult, it's like picking children, that you would like to point out to people if they haven't read them, that these are the ones they have to read? If I may interject before you answer, we've spoken about this before, but Airplane Mode, everyone has to read Airplane Mode. A lot of people have read Airplane Mode on the account that life-hackered.
Well, not only life-hackered, but it was the top story on Hacker News for about 24 or 36 hours. So, yeah.
The more things I see on Hacker News, the less I actually think it's about hacking.
It's really not.
You've got stuff like A Week of Air, which is another favourite of mine, and all of the Welcome to the Future... the Welcome to the Future, that's the post, the forward, wasn't it, that you wrote for Julio's book?
Yeah.
Which we've spoken about before. That's another great one.
Yeah, that's... if I had to pick favorites, that would definitely be one of them. But actually... I don't know. Wow, it's really hard.
You can tell because there's so many that you've linked, so you must love a lot of them.
I'm just going to riff off of three. So Airplane Mode is a good one. Mm-hmm. And obviously Welcome to the Future, the forward, the original forward I wrote for Julia's book. That is not the version of the forward that got published, because...
Publishers suck.
Yeah, basically that's the bottom line of it all. Yes, Listen to the Music You Love. I enjoyed doing that post. Basically about how to use smart playlists.
Oh yeah.
In iTunes to both weed out the stuff that you never listen to, and probably don't like, and probably should just get rid of and delete. or archived or something, but get it out of your library if you're not listening to it, if you're never going to listen to it,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't like it, then why have it? But also, more importantly, how to find the stuff you really do listen to and really do like to listen to and build smart playlists off of that. I really enjoyed doing that post. But I think one that resonates with me, especially right now, you know, we're going to go off in a different direction and something I haven't written about yet, but actually might get written and posted before the...
Oh.
There goes the saw. And it's appropriate before this particular episode goes live. For everything we take, someone else must give. And I'm particularly reminded of that as I'm seeing what's going on in Somalia right now.
Right, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of major news from, you know, the horrible tragedy in Norway.
Yep.
Which also hits very close to home for me because we have family in Norway.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's cousin. My wife's family is Norwegian, but her cousin Pete actually married a Norwegian girl and lives in Oslo. So, you know, they are affected closely by this tragedy.
Mm.
But and that affects me. But the thing that's been front of mind recently has been the famine that's happening in Somalia. A lot of people don't know this, but the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, has the largest Somali community outside of Somalia.
Huh.
In the world.
That's peculiar.
There are a number of Somali refugees have been relocated here over the past 20-30 years or so. You know, this is a country that has long suffered all manner of hardship from wars and other strife, civil wars, and there are a lot of Somali refugees that have been relocated to this country, and many of them relocated right here. So the famine that's going on in Somalia hits especially hard,
mm-hmm.
I think, here, because there's so many people that are connected to it whose families are literally starving to death and things like that. And I think it's really... It's really a reminder of, no matter what your personal hardships are, if you live in a civilized Western country where you get even one meal a day, I don't care how poor you are, how destitute things are, what illnesses you're facing, it likely does not compare, cannot compare.
We can't, in our minds, compare it either.
No. To what's going on right now. You know, as you know, I don't follow a whole lot of breaking news.
Yep.
I generally avoid it. But, you know, the images that I've seen, the few that I've caught, I've literally had to, you know, had to turn my eyes away.
Mm.
And I can't remember... where it was. I think it was on the Reuters wire. I'll have to find it. I don't know where I put it, where it is, but it was a story where there was an aid worker who was taking a picture of a cow that was a cow carcass that was lying dead from drought and famine, and he was taking this you know, recording this with his iPad.
Hmm.
And you know, it's really easy to marvel at this wonderful technology we have, but why is that aid worker not selling his iPad on the spot and giving that money to someone or buying food with it?
Yeah, it does seem a bit odd, doesn't it, when you look at it like that?
And I understand that there's only so much we can do, that not, you know, that while, you know, I could certainly sell everything I have and take all of that money and buy food and send it to Somalia to help 3 people and still not cure the long-term problems there, thus basically throwing my money away. There's another part of me that says I don't know that I could even take a picture of that cow, let alone a starving child, without thinking, what am I doing with this camera? You know, and yeah, the camera is helping to get the story out, is helping to get the news out, is helping to draw attention to organizations and people and countries that may be able to help in a much greater capacity, and perhaps that's its role, but I don't know. I struggle with that. I've been struggling with that the past couple of days. Like,
the way the media covers it, we spoke about this, you know, a couple of episodes ago, the way that media covers things sometimes can just seem a bit peculiar to to maybe to some people, especially when we're just sitting there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, nothing against, you know, the family of Miss Winehouse, but you know, I'm sorry.
It's not the most important news in the world at the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was, you know, front page news knocking Norway and you know, Somalia off the front page in, you know, on many major newspapers is just crazy. It's just insane to me, right? Just doesn't make any sense, and that's, you know, one of the problems we have. So that's one of the things that's been striking me, and bringing this back around full circle. You know, for everything we take, someone else must give. In that piece, I make a point about the fact that we have to remember that for all the wonder and power and beauty of these devices, that in order for us to have them, it took the work of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, many of whom, you know, for the wage of making a capacitive touchscreen or a silicon chip or the, you know, the little metal piece that goes around the outside that you hold wrong, their weekly wage is barely enough to support their family.
Yep.
And they skip several meals a day. And yet we enjoy the riches of this wonderful technology that they bring to us. And that it's important to remember that. It's important to remember that as we use it and as we purchase it. And will that make a difference? Will our stopping purchasing it help? No, not at all. As a matter of fact, buy 2 if you really want to help. Seriously, because that will mean that the factory will have to hire even more workers to keep up and thus give more people actually some sort of wage.
Yeah.
That they're able to feed something to their family. But still, it's important to remember that most of the devices we used are not made by people who live lives like we do. And that we need to be appreciative and thankful of what we have. And to remember that each time we use it.
I agree. Well, I guess to wrap this one up. This,
on sorry.
Interesting tangent.
I didn't mean to, like, you know, bring it from happy congratulations into bummer land, you know, but...
That's why I want to, again, bring it back to happy congratulations land. But it's why we listen. We listen to the insights that you have, Pat. I know that's why our modest listenership tunes in every episode, is to hear where you may go with things.
Well, and I think too... That it's our back and forth. I couldn't do this without you, Mike. You know that, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Like, seriously, I don't think anyone understands the amount of work that Mike has to put into doing each one of these episodes and how crucial he is to my even being able to do this in the first place. The true fact is, this wouldn't happen without him. I wouldn't have the time. I wouldn't have the capabilities. Certainly not the time to learn. Yet he does it and makes it all look easy and, like, you know, and still has to bug me to get the show notes done on time. And, you know, I mean, I can't even do that right.
Oh, so they're good show notes, though. They're worth waiting for.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, mate. I really appreciate it.
Well, again, thanks again for the work that you do within the Mac.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. Hey, I want to do something special. Just real quick, before we sign off, I want to do something special for just the listeners of the podcast.
Okay.
Okay? So this week I've been doing all sorts of giveaways to celebrate the 2 years of Minimal Mac. And I've been posting those giveaways up on Minimal Mac, and usually it's, you know, you have to tweet me a phrase on Twitter. And so I'm going to give a special phrase. I'm not going to give out anywhere else, just for listeners of the podcast. So I want you to send, if you're interested in winning something, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's going to be a grab bag of stuff, and it's all going to be great stuff. I've got some more monoprice battery backup stuff for iPhones and iPads and iOS devices, which are lovely. I've got at least I can throw in one signed copy of my book. I can probably also throw in at least a couple of promo codes for various iOS applications and Mac App Store applications. So, if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to send a at reply on Twitter to at Minimal Mac. How do I spell that?
MinimalMac.
Thank you. And the phrase, the catchphrase is, I've had enough. I've had enough.
I love it.
At reply that to Ed Minimal Mac. Let's see. Let's post this show up Thursday.
Uh huh.
Okay. This upcoming Thursday. Mm-hmm. So let's say that I'll give people till over the weekend to do it. I'm going to shut it off Sunday at midnight. After, you know, or Monday at midnight, whichever way you choose to look at it. At the end of the weekend, I'll shut it off. I'll choose a winner at random. But if you just tweet that phrase to me, the winner will be picked from those folks. Fair enough?
Sounds great.
All right. Have you had enough, Mike?
Never, but yes, okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We'll talk later.
Cheers.